Well, you know, it seems that not a day goes by that you don't hear someone say, well, if it happened, it's because God wanted it to happen and God had some purpose for it happening. You know, God has mysterious ways and His purposes we cannot always explain or understand. And I'm not going to dispute that we can't always explain or understand everything that God says and does. However, if we read some scripture, we can find out that it is in fact not true that everything that happens is because God wanted it to happen or not to happen. Because our belief or unbelief has a profound effect on what God accomplishes on this earth. And I'm going to read to you a few scriptures that show us different kinds of unbelief and different responses and different reasons. And we're going to start with a section in the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 54 through 58. I'm reading in the King James Version for this set of scripture, all the scriptures that I'll be reading on this little podcast. And here we read, "And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished, and said, Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren, James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief." Their unbelief affected the amount of mighty works which Jesus was able to do in his hometown. Now, Jesus didn't change. His ability had not changed. Yet, what he was able to accomplish and the mighty works that he could do, the miracles, were hampered, inhibited by the unbelief of those people. Well, unbelief is often taught as sort of a nebulous, vague term, and in fact it is not. It's very specific. It's what do you believe, what do you not believe? If I say I believe, okay, then what do I believe? If I say I do not believe, what is it I don't believe? In this case, they did not believe that he was the Son of God. Because throughout, they're saying, well, is not this the carpenter's son? Hey, Joseph is his father. And by the way, if you read in some other sections, you'll see that general consensus among a lot of people who did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God, that God basically created the seed in Mary's womb, so it was a divine conception. They believed, in fact, that Jesus was an illegitimate child because that would have meant that Joseph and Mary had come together prior to their marriage. That would make Jesus an illegitimate child. In fact, you'll see that a little bit later as we read further. But their unbelief was simply that they didn't believe he was the Son of God. So how could he do all these mighty works? Oh, what is this guy? He's just the carpenter's son. How could he do all this stuff? Now let's move to a section here in John chapter 8. I'm reading verse 41, and I can tell you that if you want to read a very clear section that talks about children of the devil, read verses 41 through 45. These verses are also covered in the chapter on rulers of darkness in my book. But here, let's read this verse. And Jesus is talking to these Pharisees, these church leaders. You do the deeds of your father. This is Jesus. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. And the interesting thing there is they basically are accusing Jesus and saying, you know, we're not born out of fornication like you. That's the tone, that's the essence of what they were saying. We have one Father, even God. And Jesus said, by the way, later on, if you read beyond this verse, well, if God had been your father, you would have believed me. You would have accepted me. But you do the deeds of your father, which is the devil. He just straightly laid it out. And without any mincing of words, said who these people were and what they were about. But once again, what did they believe? They believed that he was born of fornication, that he was just Joseph and Mary's child, that God had nothing to do with it. Now let's read a little bit different unbelief in Mark chapter 9. I'm going to read verse 24 and then we'll kind of discuss that story. And this is about the man who had a son who is afflicted with a demon. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Now, if we review the story, if you remember it, or you can go back and read it in Mark chapter 9, and you'd have to go back, oh, say around verse 13 is where you'd start, and you just read on through. The man came with his son, and he was talking to the disciples and said, you know, basically, I've got this child of mine is being afflicted by a demonic spirit, and it makes him go into convulsions and foam at the mouth and do all sorts of unpleasant, terrible things that the spirit was doing to this child. And when he gets to talking to Jesus, he said, you know, your apostles couldn't heal him. But if you're able to do anything, have compassion, have mercy. Well, right there you can tell that he doesn't have much faith. He just said, if you can do anything. Well, he didn't say, Lord, can you do it? Do it for me. You know, I know you can do this, but he just said, well, they couldn't do it. Can you do any better? Essentially is what the message was. Well, Jesus must have worked with him a little bit, because by the time you get to verse 24, as we just read, it said that the father of the child cried out and said with tears. In other words, he basically gets to the point where he wants to believe, but he's just having trouble with it. He said, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And of course, Jesus had compassion and healed the child. Very dramatic, wonderful, real healing. And we read these things, we have to put our minds in gear and believe and understand that they happened. Also put our minds in gear and believe and understand that we can do those things as well, because Jesus said that we could do those things that he did. So, the great news in this part, if you look at the contrast in the previous sections of scripture that we read, we're talking about people who simply don't believe. They had specific things they didn't believe. They didn't believe Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. They didn't believe that he was divinely conceived. They believed he was an illegitimate child. Here you have some unbelief, but it's because this father is trying, but he's, you know, it's not often that you see the kinds of miracles that Jesus did and sometimes the kind of miracles that we do. And it's very easy to not believe. The great thing about this last section, though, is that the man cried out and humbled himself and said, "Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Help me, please help me with my faith." And Jesus didn't say, no, you don't believe, you don't believe. I mean, Jesus is compassionate. And we can pray the same way today. We don't pray for God to do things that he's already said he could, you know, he's already paid for through Jesus Christ. And if he gave us the ability to heal one another, then he gave us the tools and the ability, the power to do that with through the Holy Spirit. But you can still, when you're having trouble, having the faith to do this, the things that need to be done, we can still pray and say, "Lord, I believe, but help me. Help where I don't believe. Help me with my unbelief." And Jesus will help us. In fact, he can minister with us. We are a body of Christ. Jesus is the head. He's not dead. He's alive. He's here right now in spirit, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So he is in us and with us, and the power of the Holy Spirit enables us to do the works of Jesus Christ. And as we have lack in our faith, we can pray, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." And in fact, he will. And then we can begin to do more and more of the works that Jesus talks about us being able to do. God bless you.